news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings at 8.07. And Drew Fabianich is the executive director of the Panini Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and we love talking with Drew, well, anytime, but especially throughout the football season. And guess what? Knock, knock, football is here. And so is the Senior Bowl official podcast, the Senior Bowl show. And Drew is the centerpiece there, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Good morning, Daniel. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We, Dalton and I, you know the football junkies we are, just love the idea of the Senior Bowl, a weekly podcast where you're going to be, there's going to be a lot of revelations here. There's going to be a lot of behind the scenes look at scouting and conversations with people that we know around the NFL. I just think if you love football, this is something you definitely want to at least give yourself, 30-35 minutes a week and check it out, right?
Oh, absolutely. It gives you kind of the process of, how this is put together. And again, I thank my staff every time I can because they deserve it. Got an incredible staff, and they do an incredible job. But, this gives you kind of the inside look of how it's made and how this game is put together. And, not just the scouting piece of it, but it's also going to be, past stories. I mean, we went through, Todd McShay and I, Todd was our inaugural guest. And we went through some of the stories that, people haven't ever heard. I mean, like my favorite player, my pet cat, down here was Jordy Nelson years ago. We went through just tons and tons of stories about just, what this game is to the NFL and what it is to the media and what it can bring, not just to this community, but what it brings to the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a must see or must hear, however you want to do it, because it's on every platform you can think of, whether it's Spotify, whether it's YouTube, Facebook. I mean, on X. I mean, we put the clips out on X, and Nick Wiggins has done a great job mm-hmm. putting it together. And like I said, if you are a draft Nick, like you said, or a football head, it's a must see or must watch.
Yeah,
must see or must hear.
Sure, sounds like it. And I can't wait to check out that inaugural episode with Todd McShay, who I love listening to him too. You mentioned Nick, though, good radio guy too, and I always enjoyed listening to him. But he's on your team now, and I can't wait to see what else you guys are cooking up, because the content that you guys are able to push out from the Senior Bowl year round, even though really the focus is on Mobile for about a week and a half, but you guys have stuff all year long. And I'm wondering too, as this season goes along, I love hearing the stories and you and Todd going back and forth about things you've seen over your careers, but I'm sure a lot of it will start to kind of dial in on the players who could be potentially on the Senior Bowl roster this upcoming game.
Yeah, it will be. And we'll try to tie in, some of the guests to, kind of help along the way with that, whether it's college or whether it's NFL personnel. I mean, because we're going to have a variety of different guests, and they're all going to be put on for a reason. And, that reason may be, hey, Texas has an open week. Maybe talking to, Brandon Harris, the general manager of the University of Texas. Well, he is darn sure going to talk about his players at the University of Texas. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think I can't release it yet, but there are a lot of players on the University of Texas on our top 300s coming out on the 20th of this month. And, and again, stay tuned for that, because we're going to be talking about that next week.
Well, they have the payroll of the Miami Dolphins, so I'm sure that they've got a lot of good players out there.
Well, they're not the Lone Ranger on that one.
No, but they may be the leader. Hey,
that one up in Oregon with that new Nike swoosh may be the number one.
They've got that going on. Hey, Drew, you've got so many connections, as have your predecessors, in the role as Senior Bowl executive director, plus your past history in the game of football. So I'm just, my mind is racing a little bit as to the cool guest you could grab if you wanted to as we go along here, but to your ties to so many different levels of football
and organizations,
right? This is going to be, I think it's actually This is not a criticism. This is overdue. This is something that I can't wait to check out. I think football fans will love it.
This is the first thing that I brought up when, you know, I got hired for the job. Because I said, if people are talking about ball, and I'm going to be quite blunt about this, there are a lot of guys that are talking about ball that don't...
No ball.
Don't actually grind.
Yeah.
No, and they don't grind the tape. I mean, I saw a top 10 quarterbacks of, like, the Big Ten, and it was criminal, the order they had these players in. And I was going, like, are you kidding me? Do you watch tape? I mean, it's hard for me to stomach some of the things that are put out there. And like I said, I knew the draft nicks were just all over this just because when I was with the Cowboys, I mean, they couldn't get enough of what we were putting out there content-wise, you know, in-house even.
Right.
So I was like, what if we did it nationally and threw it out there? And I said, this is an untapped piece that nobody has thought of. I mean, I'm sure Jim thought about it too, and I'm sure Phil did too. Well, Phil didn't; it wasn't possible then.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Jim did. It's just hard to put together. And like I said, thanks to Nick Wiggins, I mean we got everything tied together and got everything put together the right way, and it's a really good product. I mean, and if you hadn't looked at it yet or listened to it yet, you're missing out.
Yeah, and I've missed out. I'm going to check it out as soon as I can. And we've always appreciated here at FM Talk 106.5 our close relationship with you guys at the Senior Bowl. And, well, for me, a big sports fan, it has certainly been a treat of mine to get to talk to people like you over the years, Drew. So this podcast weekly will drop. And like you said, it's on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, right?
Anywhere, yes. And, you know, and you can get the video version, too, on YouTube and everything else. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's well put together. It's a great product and great content. And, like I said, if you want to hear kind of some of the inside stories, you know, of what goes on here and what goes on outside of here, it's a really good listener, really good view.
Yeah, and a really fun thing, too, you know, regarding the Senior Bowl is seeing which rookies in the NFL – pop off that maybe you didn't expect to, unless you watched them at the Senior Bowl and said, hey, that guy could end up being really good. And I know last night we got a good look at some of those guys for the first time wearing their NFL jerseys. I know there's a highlight catch being shown of Reggie Virgil, the receiver from Arizona. I think he might have been down here for Senior Bowl week. A couple running backs that did really well. I mean, Mike Washington Jr., the former Arkansas running back, he went off last night. He looked really good. And even Jam Miller with New England, he had a good night last night. A guy with Tennessee I'm following closely, fifth-round pick, a guard out of Arkansas, and it looks like he's set to probably start this year on the O-line, Fernando Carmona.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, yeah,
yes.
One after another, churn them out.
Mike Washington had a really good night last night, like you said. And he showed the strength and the speed that, you know, got him down here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, you guys know this. They earn their spot to come down here to play against the best of the best. And again, my thought process is always, how can I get the best 140 players down here? And I want to bring 140 drafted players down here. That's where I'm looking to go. And we were close. I mean, you know, but again, that's what I'm shooting for. So again, it was a really good evening for some of those guys. Yes, it was. And I kind of expected it from some, to be honest with you.
Drew, the point that you made earlier, though, I think it's a really good one about this content, and I'll tell you why. There's, and Dalton, we know this, there's so much out there. There's so many people producing shows of some sort or another that have got to do with football, college football, whatever. But sometimes when, you get something from that particular podcast, but you get the truth. It's somebody's opinion, and sometimes their opinion could be way off.
Mm-hmm.
Where Drew is saying, like, nah, we kind of break everything down pretty closely.
Grinding the tape, like he said.
Grinding the tape, and that's the big difference, Drew. You were talking about, I don't know who put together that top 10 quarterbacks in the Big Ten and that had you almost finding it all laughable. I don't know if it was a media member or who it was, but sometimes these things are, they have a level of entertainment, but they don't have a level of... I don't know, being authentic, being correct.
Well, and I'm not saying we're correct all the time.
No.
But we do have, you know, 9 area scouts that watch tape. We have 4 in-house, you know, guys, including myself, that watch tape, that grade players. And we go through these players just like an NFL team. This is based on an NFL scouting department. And Phil started it, Jim continued it, I continued it the same way. And there's no player that is not looked at and graded that we put out there. And I promise you, there are a ton of, quote, media, you know, scouts that all they do is listen to other people.
Yeah.
And listening to other people, you know, if you did that in the NFL, it would get your tail fired.
Hmm.
You know, because, you know, it's about your opinion and the department's opinion. We're a department. That's what people don't understand. It's not me. It's everybody that watches the tape, everybody that grades the player. That's why this game is successful, because we're not throwing darts against the wall and not hitting a target. We're doing this all for a reason.
Yeah, and it shows, that's for sure. Well, Drew, we really appreciate your time with us this morning, and happy football season to you. We've made it, so we're looking forward to
having
conversations with you throughout the year about these guys we need to keep an eye on. And again, the Senior Bowl Show, the official podcast of the Panini Senior Bowl, weekly podcasts loaded on all the podcast platforms. You can also go directly to seniorbowl.com/podcast and see new episode announcements, highlights, and exclusive content. And I'm looking forward to checking all of that out. Thanks again for coming on with us this morning, Drew.
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me. And like I said, great view, good listen.
Next,
let's go.
Yeah, next time we run into each other, I will have certainly, and hopefully can be soon, I will have seen this first podcast, but I'm really fired up about it, Drew. So thanks a bunch, and we're happy to make sure everybody's well aware of it.
No, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate y'all.
All right. There is the executive director of the Panini Senior Bowl, Drew Fabianich, and their podcast. But, yeah, football's here.
It's here.
Somebody earlier said because Jam Miller had a good night last night for New England. And said, look, you got an offensive line, and all of a sudden he can run the ball. And there was, of course, with the running back room in Bama last year, a lot of discussions surrounding whether they had talent or not. Well, it looks like Jam has plenty of talent.
It's amazing that Alabama did is when you look at them statistically, it's pretty remarkable that they had that good a season considering their lack of ability to just simply run the ball. Mm-hmm. And it was... it was profound, like the whole year long. It's almost unheard of that a team can have that much trouble establishing any running game and still play as well as they did.
Yeah. Now, if they have something fall flat on their offense this year, I mean, you're looking at a couple very young quarterbacks, whoever ends up winning that job. Ty Simpson, I think, was able to kind of band-aid over a lot of those issues in the run game. And I think a lot of it actually made him look like a worse quarterback, kind of running for his life sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we're almost there, and it'll be fun to see. Speaking of football, we have plenty of football headed your way on FM Talk 106.5. Now, I want to make it clear, we're still a news talk station, but we talk about a number of things. Just look at our morning show this morning. It has been chock full of dramatic local and statewide news. We'll keep that rolling, but we do have some big football announcements on the way very, very soon, including something new we're doing here at FM Talk 106.5, but also those conversations with Paul Feinbaum, Football Fridays with Feinbaum. We'll get those cranked up by the end of this month before football begins.
Yeah, and 8:35 this morning, I'm going to bring up an issue myself here that's local. It's got to do with our UTV 44 game of the week and our plans to have a great game for the opening week next Friday and how those plans, it looks like, have been squashed. 8:21, Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings. Good morning to you. Letting us know the weekend is here. It's 8:26 on Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. Good morning to you. A lot of people yelling for the weekend. A lot of people yelling, we dig the pig. Why do they do that? Well, you've got a lot of reasons, including, of course, it's Piggly Wiggly we're talking about. Your locally owned Piggly Wiggly. They've got specials. If you have the app, the specials will come pop right up there on the app for you. Like select boneless New York strip steaks in the family pack, $9.99 a pound. Fresh Boston butt pork roast, $1.79 a pound. Half liter bottle of Coca-Cola products, 3 6-packs, just $12. Those are some savings right there. And good people that work there, too, like this young lady.
Hi, I'm Kenya Johnson. I work for Piggly Wiggly on University.
What do you love about this store?
Oh, the customers, the friendliness, of course, the food. That's most important. And our groceries and sales are amazing, low cost. There's always a deal with our app. So it's a win-win for everybody.
There you go, Kenya. That's the kind of attention and friendliness you'll get at any locally owned Piggly Wiggly, where you can also register for our America 250 Showcase grand prize.
Yes, you can. And I think Kenya there was specifically talking about me as her favorite customer. I don't want to brag or anything, but
that's her place.
That is for sure. So in Iran and in the Strait of Hormuz, there's been a lot of discussion this week about the deployment, the extended deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln. And with the news this week, the U.S. is preparing to send the USS George Washington to replace the Lincoln, and that naval blockade of Iran continues. The Lincoln's been deployed for more than 250 days, including roughly 200 without a port call, and you have lawmakers raising concerns about supply shortages, contaminated water, exhaustion, and sailors' mental health. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, though, responded to those comments yesterday.
Completely misrepresented. Listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment.
It seems to be kind of a drumbeat of this is the new flavor of the day. Let's get Hegseth over. Hegseth's not a favorite of the left-leaning media anyway,
of course.
But you got the war in Iran, and you have now this. Seems to have become a story. Is it a story? I don't know. But it seems to be the focus of the media. And when you see that, it gets your attention as to what's going on here.
Yeah, and you had families of service members earlier this week who had town hall meetings, and I think some spoke with Congress, and they were talking about the toll that they feel this is taking on a lot of their family members that are on board the USS Abraham Lincoln. But, you know, a lot of the response I've seen online from military guys are they're saying, you know, this isn't the first extended deployment, and that and whenever you have that many men and women on board for that length of time, or even not for that length of time, that mental health issues arise
anyway,
regardless.
Yeah.
And that there are certain things you have to deal with. You know, I, of course, did not serve. I've not been on an extended deployment. My brother has been deployed, and his deployment was extended back when he went, but he also wasn't living on a ship. So some of you probably have a lot more insight into what exactly that is like and what those sailors and other service members are going through there. Do you feel that family members are kind of overblowing this? They're just using this to take extra shots at the Trump administration? Or is the military and our military leaders, are they not doing their job correctly? I want to hear your take on that on the text line, 251-343-0106. But another thing Hegseth said yesterday is by rotating these ships over in the strait and around Iran, that we're just going to be able to keep this naval blockade going indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street Journal had a story that came out yesterday or 2 days ago saying that they don't feel that it's working as well as the Trump administration says that it is, and that not very many ships are making it through at all, and the ones that are coming through the Iran waters, Iran mm-hmm. territorial mm-hmm. waters. So,
yeah, Trump would lead you to believe everything's fantastical, and I don't think it's that. It's 8:30 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton, we'll talk a little Friday night high school football on the way.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
8:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing just fine and hot, but other than that, just fine. But good thing for folks who are going to buy a vehicle at McConnell Automotive. Those have air conditioners in them, and so you can stay nice and cool in a brand-new hot ride.
That's right. I mean, we got the air condition flowing over here right now, and we've got some great rides out front. You can check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Don't forget those afternoon thunder showers. Please be careful out there. If you have that unfortunate accident, give us a call, 251-476-4141, McConnell Collision Center. Talk to Rachel back there. She will take care of your insurance needs, set you up with a loaner car through Hertz or somebody like that if your insurance gets that. And, I mean, you know, we can take, she can take care of all your stuff back there.
Yeah, and that is so helpful. I think everyone has been through that at some point in their lives where it just seems like nothing's going right. And you need a dealer who's going to help you make things be easy and be right. And that's what McConnell Automotive does. And then when you drive off, you know that you're driving off in a vehicle that has been serviced and serviced well. But also you have some great deals on trucks right now. And I know a lot of people looking at those with hunting season right around the corner.
That's right. It's hunting season. We're trying to keep some four-wheel drive trucks with a few miles on them on the used car side. And you check all those out, like I said, at McConnellAutomotive.com. We got still got 1.9 on half ton on new trucks. That's 1.9%. Not bad. Mm-hmm. So just come on by and see us. We'll be here all weekend with the, as you say, the air condition flowing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you, Louie. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank y'all. Have a safe weekend.
There he is, our friend, Louie Arata. And you can go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
It's kind of been a football-themed show this morning, and but the fact is, football is here. Players are practicing at the, well, pro, collegiate, and high school level now, and people are getting ready. There's a lot of anticipation, and there's always a lot of excitement when you have that anticipation. And this will be the 27th year. This is crazy. It's that just tells you that time's gotten away from old Dan. 27 years of doing the Friday Night Rivals on UTV 44. And so,
have you and Jim been partners the entire time?
Pat Greenwood did one game.
Okay.
One game. And then it was me and Jim from that point on. So, yeah, Jim Cox and I all these years together. And we've loved it. We've loved it because highlighting these guys playing, you know, for them, this is it. This is it. Most of them don't go on to college and play. Now, you hear about the ones that do. We're proud of them. So then you get to see them on Saturday and eventually some of them on Sunday. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And as someone who played and had no real thought of playing at the next level when I was playing up at Clark Prep, but also no chance of us being on TV.
Right.
No chance, really. I mean, I don't think we had any radio broadcasts of us. So the only time I got to see myself in action was when the coaches were telling me what I was doing wrong the next day when we would watch film. So
that was the film you didn't want to watch.
I can't imagine the excitement being a player and hearing that, hey, you're going to be on TV this week.
You ought to see the excitement on the kids' faces. Like when we're down on the field before the game, they know it. They know it. Mm. And it can be, often it is a big game, so there's electricity, you know, on the field, in the stands. It's a big deal. And we're usually at the biggest games. And in fact, the game that we were going to do next Friday night certainly was one of the biggest games in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big game that we're generally on, almost always weekly on UTV 44. Well, this game, I believe, was going to be on there, but also on NBC 15.
Yeah.
So the game was going to be on, preempting NBC programming, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
so we could get it in front of more eyes. So you've watched this process with me and our friends from NBC and
yeah.
UTV 44, Jim Cox. You've kind of been privy to us trying to put together this schedule. It's not easy because you don't want to have too many teams that are on too often,
mm-hmm.
or teams that are on not enough or not at all. There's a lot that goes into trying to make sure that the schedule kind of evens itself out.
Yeah, you guys, from just the outside looking in or listening in, you look for good games.
Yep.
You don't want a team that's going to just smash another team 150 to nothing every time. But you also want to get a good, you know, mix of teams
yes.
from around really both counties so that everyone, as many people as possible, get their day in the sun. So that's the kind of trick, right? Is you and the team there trying to figure out, okay, what are the good games? How can we spread it around enough? And also, how can we get a good look at some of these great players that are yep. going to be moving on to the next level so that viewers from around the Gulf Coast can say, hey, I saw them before anyone else did.
And you hit it right there. Viewers, we're trying to give the best product. We're trying to do a good job of highlighting the kids, great players and average players. Doesn't matter. Just make sure that the kids get their love. But also, what do the viewers want?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the main thing when we're putting these schedules together is how do we maximize it every Friday night?
And so I guess the first week, like you said, you had, the NBC had UTV had teed up this big game between Saraland and MGM, Mary G. Montgomery, which has had a couple really, really good seasons. And of course, Saraland has been the cream of the crop here over the last few years, and there have been some big changes to their rosters here recently. But I know a bunch of people were fired up to watch that on TV next week, and I don't think many people were thinking about anything but watching the game, not what was going on around any of these programs. What happened there, though?
Well, I really don't know. But Saraland has been great in 6A. Almost, they've won a state title. They've been very close a couple of other times, I believe, including last year. So they're very quality program. I spent about, I don't know, I would guess 30 minutes with Jeff Kelly a couple of weeks back, just talking about his team, really getting a good insight on what they plan to do, how they plan to attack, the strengths of the quarterback, the strengths of different players, the strengths of the team, you know, getting an idea. So they're going to have a very good team this year. And so now I was like, okay, now MGM. And we had them on. They've emerged over the last several years. Zach Golson, of course, his name's in the news for reasons that he wishes they weren't, but that's what's happened, so okay. But Zach's a good guy, and I spoke with him last year. We did a game, I forget which game we did of theirs, but very talented team and very well-coached team, too. So now Alex Page is now the head coach with the circumstances that Zach ran into. All right, so we move on. Alex Page is now the head football coach at a great school, MGM. And suddenly, we're not doing the game. The Mobile County Public School, and I got to say, a few years back, they kind of put a wrench in things by doing their own broadcasts. I mean, that's their business. They can do what they want. But that kind of curtailed some of the games that we would have done normally. Mm-hmm. They're now doing it with their own broadcast team. So that was like, okay, a bit of a shot over the bow, I would think. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're trying to do the best job we can. I think our commentary is generally on point and generally complimentary of all involved, mm-hmm. right? We don't have an agenda. We don't have a news agenda. We don't have that.
No, we've laid out what the agenda is already.
Yeah, exactly.
For the players and the viewers.
Exactly. So now suddenly, I'm real excited about this game, but forget about me. And really forget about NBC 15, too, because they were contacted by Mobile County Public School System and said, you're not doing that game. Now, there's a signed contract that says we are doing that game.
I was going to ask, because this is awfully close to the season.
Right. So there is, but the management doesn't want to be in that kind of a face-off against the local school system. They don't think it looks good.
Yeah.
And I think, and they're classy. They're classy. Yeah. NBC 15, UTV 44, they've been through some changes, but I've watched them all this time and all these years, and they've always acted with high class. So the question is, why is this game that was going to be on NBC 15 and was going to highlight so many good players and both teams that are very good suddenly not going to be on TV? And that's the real problem I have with all of this. Why?
Why? Yeah, I agree. And, you know, what is it? And there's been so much discussion this week about, you know, the punishment levied on MGM. And I don't know how much they think that was going to be a focus of this broadcast or not. But I personally thought that, and I'm sure some people disagree with me, I thought that the punishment and everything was kind of way overblown. And people can decide on their own whether they thought that what happened warranted a postseason ban and moving Golson out of the school entirely, which became another discussion this week with the board voting and voting 3-2 that he would need to move to another school in the meantime while serving.
This may all be related. You know, I don't know.
No idea. But it's been really, really kind of strange to see this happen. And then also without, you know, much being put out as to, like you said, the reasons why, that's led to a bunch of people on Facebook just coming up with their own theories and creating enemies that maybe shouldn't be the ones that are being demonized in this.
I've seen that. So here's the thing. So if the Mobile County Public School System is going to deem that game, even though the contract was signed and everything was agreed, now suddenly we can't be there, we can't do that game, they haven't offered NBC 15, UTV 44 a definite explanation as to why. They haven't put out a statement. This is a big deal. This is a big deal.
It is.
They haven't put out a statement to the audience, to the parents of kids and players and grandparents and any fans of the teams. No explanation as to why. So, like you say, it leads to the speculation. It leads to arguments online. It leads to a lot of people running on emotion alone. Because when you don't have any facts, what do you have left? You're going to be mad.
Yeah.
You're going to fill in the blanks yourself.
Yeah.
So, and I was thinking about this too, historically, this is our 27th year of doing this. Never.
Never happened.
Never. This has never happened before. So I'm left to think, as an audience, feel free on the text line, and you may feel like I'm making too big a deal out of this. I don't. It's our show. I'll say what the hell I want. But I'm actually keeping it under control, because I'm trying to be as classy as NBC 15 has been and UTV 44 with all this. But that's my only question is, okay, we can't do the game. It's a big game. People are anticipating this game. Why?
Yeah, it just stinks. It stinks for the players, and it stinks for family members and friends who wanted to see them.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, are the players. And I know that people say that all the time, but that's the truth with this broadcast. I've seen you guys work for years and years and years. You're all about the players and all about those teams.
And I saw some groundswell of people beginning to ask the question why and kind of push back on this whole thing. Like, wait a minute, why? What's going on here? I was hoping and thought maybe that enough would lead this Mobile County Public School System to reflect on their decision, but evidently no. You can judge yourself as to why Mobile County Public School System decides not only to not let us do the game, but not even give us an explanation why.
Yeah.
Or not just me. Who gives a heck about me? The public, the people that want to know, why is this game being taken off the air or not allowed to be on the air? And we're already making plans. We're moving forward.
You have to.
You have to. And so we'll let you know what game we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But that's the question. Why?
Well, whichever one it is, I will be watching, that's for sure. And maybe we'll get a statement today. I don't know. Maybe a little Friday news dump or something from the MCPSS. But then, you know, what this has turned into, and I don't know how related this is to that entire drama going on, but how about one of the three big things this morning? Now you have the Sims mayor, who was a guest for an hour with Sean Sullivan yesterday.
That's the MGM. That's where they're located.
All right. And Mayor Brandon Van Hook, who I thought did a great job kind of laying out where his city stands right now and the future and how things are growing there. And he came off really, really well in that interview yesterday. I encourage you to listen to it. But he didn't bring up something that is, and when I listened all the way through and then I kind of checked notes and everything afterwards, I don't think he mentioned this story during the show yesterday, but Lanyap has a story that Brandon Van Hook, the mayor of Sims, said he filed a police report with MPD. There was a personnel hearing Wednesday morning, and I think it had to deal with the Golson situation. Mm-hmm. And you had the this was at the Mobile County Public Schools Central Administrative Office. So Van Hook says that he and District 5 Mobile County School Commissioner Johnny Hatcher, who's been on this show several times, that they went into a separate room Wednesday morning where Hatcher threatened to assault him. And then I guess when Lanyap contacted Hatcher about that, he said the two got into a verbal dispute. Both said that the incident occurred because of a personal matter. I don't know what their past history with together is or what may have led to this. Hatcher said he and I had a spirited conversation, and maybe that's what they're talking about. What he and I talked about was a little personal. I'd rather not speak on that, to be honest with you. Van Hook said once the hearing was over, Hatcher asked to speak with him in a private room. Hatcher asked Van Hook if he, quote, had a problem with him. And Van Hook said, I said, as a matter of fact, I do. And as soon as I did, he was face to face with me. And he said, well, the door's shut. You can do something about it. The argument reported by Lanyap here then expanded into a shouting match where at one point Hatcher allegedly threatened to assault him. You read that this morning where Van Hook claims Hatcher said, at the end of it, I said, let's get a witness. I went to open the door. He stopped me, got about an inch from my face, and decided He was going to put his fist up in my face and told me he was going to beat my fat ass. But Hatcher says he did not threaten Van Hook during the incident. He said, I didn't threaten him. I educated him. I informed him that, you know, I'd rather really not rather speak on that. Van Hook confirmed the police were dispatched to the MCPSS offices there where he gave a statement, and he has not decided whether or not to file charges against Hatcher. The thing here is it appears both Van Hook and Hatcher were on the same side of this Golson argument.
Right. So that wasn't the argument. That was it was personal in nature is what they both said.
And Van Hook spoke on behalf of Golson staying at MGM, not being moved because of this punishment. The commission voted 3-2. I was under the impression they voted to go ahead and move him, but Hatcher voted in favor of Golson remaining at MGM. So I'm sure there's more to this story. I know we had a text from Tim earlier. He said, hey, guys, has anyone heard Johnny's side of the story? And no.
Statement's coming out today is what I read.
Okay, and he's welcome to come on, of course. He said, and so is the mayor of Sims, but he said, I know Van Crook had to say something very inappropriate to warrant that action.
By the way, on the text line, Michael says, Dan, you're absolutely just whitewashing the fact that Golson and MGM cheated, and everyone knows Jeff Kelly and Sarah Land are the biggest cheaters in the area. Well, to that, I'll say this. I know Coach Golson pretty well, and I know Alex Page, the now, I guess, not interim, but the head coach, pretty well, too, all the way back to the time that Alex was a player in high school. And I think, you know, look, yeah, it's competitive. They're not rewriting the rule. They're not redoing things that others haven't tried or done. He got caught. He's getting punished. That's the way it goes. If Sarah Land is cheating and no one is reporting it or no one's being taken to task for it, they're not cheating. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you can speculate or you can say, well, the rumors are this. So forget all that. Golson's a good guy. He got caught up in something. He probably wish he hadn't. And the Page is a good dude too. And Jeff Kelly's a friend of mine as well. I'll just say this: it's a competitive world out there, and sometimes if you're not trying to do everything you can to make sure your roster is where it needs to be, the people who are doing those things are going to clobber you.
Yeah, and then your superiors say, hey, what's going wrong with this program? Maybe we need to make some changes.
Yep, that's exactly right. And again, to the school board, or not board necessarily, central office, that game's not going to be televised. One question, why?
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is joining Senator Mike Lee of Utah in offering a bill to address child trafficking of illegal alien minors. The Stopping Border Surges Act is seeking to disincentivize those who have been exploiting illegal alien minors who have come into the U.S. Some of these minors are used as cover for illegal border crossers by being presented as a family member to help ensure that the adult is admitted into the U.S. under asylum claims. This bill from Lee and Tuberville ends that loophole and makes it less desirable for parents to try and bring their children with them to cross the border, as well as others to use those children as cover. Tuberville praised President Trump for actions taken since he took office that has locked down the U.S. borders from these illegal crossings overall. He says this bill further secures the border and tackles bad faith asylum claims. I'll be back with more Alabama stories.
In a world where shoes and snacks are never safe, one family without hope, then a hero emerged. Trained, calm, confident. He's your dog.
Camp Pup, off-leash programs that deliver lasting obedience. Waller Canine, behind the elephant on Fowl River Road and at WallerCanine.com.
Rated GB for good boy.
Dan Brennan here, inviting you to join the community at Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill. You'll find everything you need to live the convenient and carefree lifestyle you deserve. If you're looking for your next home in Mobile, hey, I found it at Legacy Oaks. It's a charming community of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments located in the heart of the city just off Dauphin and I-65. Inside the spacious floor plans, you'll discover cozy interiors complete with gas range, a gas fireplace, and each unit comes with an attached garage. Outside your apartment, you'll love the amenities like pool and a clubhouse that includes a conference room and workout center. These provide the perfect opportunity to relax and enjoy the company of neighbors. As a resident of Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill, you'll also enjoy easy access to the area's most popular shopping, dining, and entertainment destinations, and still minutes from downtown. Reach out today for more information. Call 251-344-8099 and find out more at LegacyOaksAtSpringHill.com.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pro 10 Window Tinting Traffic Center. Working wrecks at Moffitt and Smith Street. Still there at Clinton and Wellworth and I-10 eastbound past Rangeline Road. Traffic flow looks good. Westbound I-10 across the Bayway had that vehicle fire outside the tunnel. It's now been cleared. Pro 10 Window Tinting at 220 Portside Boulevard in Mobile. The only shop in the Mobile area offering ceramic films exclusively. They also offer a no-fault lifetime warranty that covers even a small scratch. Pro 10 Window Tinting. Call 802-1234. And I'm Kane to the FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
What's going on? 8:57, Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5. Jeff Poor Show next.
It sure is. Todd Stacy with Alabama Daily News is first up in the 9 o'clock hour. State Senator Chris Elliott joining just after 10:30. And primary winner this week in CD1, as they call it now, AL1. Republican Jerry Carl set to join the Jeff Poor Show coming up just after 11:30. And I want to let you know, too, that right now, if you haven't entered yet our Facebook photo contest for the big America 250 Summer Showcase grand prize we're giving away this year.
Yes.
This may be the week to do it. I think you have a good chance if you load a patriotic photo on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Look at the pinned post to the top of the page and add what you consider a patriotic photo of you or your family, your friends, whatever you think. And if you get the most likes on that photo, you'll end up being our winner. And that'll get you an entry into the grand prize drawing. It'll also get you a U.S.-made American flag from American Legacy Company. A $4,600 grand prize package will go to one winner at the beginning of September. And we want to thank our sponsors, J&M Tackle, Gray's Craze, Cart Doctor, G&D Farms, Piggly Wiggly, and American Legacy Company. Look for that post on our Facebook page and go ahead and post up your patriotic photo. And more Mobile Mornings coming up Monday at 6 a.m.